Well, hello there, and welcome back to a Revelation study. We're in chapter 19. My name is Pastor John Cordray. It's great to be with you today as we jump into what is called the threefold hallelujahs over Babylon's fall. In chapter 18, we got a picture and description of Babylon's ultimate judgment and fall. Babylon, that being, of course, the enemy of God's people. And now in chapter 19, we get a picture of God's people finally celebrating this great and momentous event in the life of the church. And it opens up with this, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just are his judgments. He has condemned the great prostitute who corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants." And again they shouted, "Hallelujah," and it continues on. We're going to stop there. There's three separate hallelujahs, really, in this section that we want to take a look at. And this first one we just read, salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just are his judgments. And I think it's important to understand something about God. We've said this before, I think, in this podcast at some point, but it's worth reiterating. God's judgments are just, which means they're righteous. And it's because he himself is holy and righteous. And so when he brings judgment upon evil, it's not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. And a lot of times in our world, when we see judgment, we just think bad no matter what. But the reality is, when judgment is connected to justice, it absolutely is a good thing. And that's why the people of God are crying out with hallelujahs, or praise Yahweh, praise God, because his judgments are just and true. And they have judged this prostitute that has sought to lead God's people away from Jesus Christ. He says he has condemned the great prostitute who has corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants. So every amount of blood that Babylon, or this prostitute, the beast of the earth, so to speak, brought about, that has been repaid to her. And in verse 3, we get another shout of hallelujah. It says, and again they shouted hallelujah. The smoke from her goes up forever and ever. And this is a beautiful picture because it tells us a couple of really important things. One, the smoke of the harlot tells us that she's been destroyed. Number two, it says that it goes up forever and ever, that this destruction is ongoing. This isn't a one-time thing where all of a sudden it can somehow reemerge or come back. No, the destruction is forever. It's long-lasting. It's eternal. Never again will it affect God's people. And for that, they cry, hallelujah. The 24 elders, then in verse 4, it says, the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who was seated on the throne, and they cried, amen, hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, both great and small. So now all of God's people are invited into this chorus of hallelujah. And what you'll see is throughout chapter 19, it's kind of like a worship service when a song starts. First, you kind of get like the soloist singing, right? And that's kind of verse 1. Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just are his judgments. So verse 1 is sung by this soloist, so to speak. And then in verse 4, you have the 24 elders and the four living creatures. Those are those, the ones that we saw back in Revelation chapter 4 around the throne room of God. We had the four living creatures, those that had the face of a human, of an ox, of a lion, of an eagle, that surrounded God's throne. These guys show up in Ezekiel as well, as they hold the throne of God, and they lead all of heaven in a song of praise. And the 24 elders, which represents all of the people of the Old Testament and all of God's people of the New Testament, now are beginning to join in together with another hallelujah chorus. And then verse 6, it says, then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, like a loud peals of thunder shouting, hallelujah, for the Lord Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. And at this point, you know, all of God's people have been invited to sing, and they all join their voices together in one massive chorus of rejoicing, hallelujah, over the destruction of Babylon, the prostitute. Verse 6 says, hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people. And the hallelujah chorus is in the culmination of the beginning of the wedding feast of the Lamb. And this is something that was prophesied of way back in the Old Testament in Isaiah. It was prophesied or told through parables by Jesus. And it's something that in traditional Lutheran worship we make mention of quite often in our communion liturgy. We make mention of it in our various prayers. It is a significant moment because it is the banquet that we are then, you know, invited into, and we get to participate. It's the culmination of our relationship with Christ. And so these three hallelujahs open up chapter 19. Again, building as we go. And there's a kind of a reality here that's pretty exciting that, you know, this song of salvation, this song of praise continues and rings out in heaven even now as we're sitting here talking and listening. It's an amazing piece of scripture that's very short, but gives you a big picture of the rejoicing that comes because God has judged Babylon. In our next session, I know this was a very, very short little snippet. In our next session, we'll dive in a little bit deeper into what it looks like and what it means for the wedding feast and what all that entails. And then we'll move into the final judgment of Satan and on into the new creation. Thank you for joining us for just this short little tiny bit of chapter 19. The rest of it will pick up in the next section. Thank you so much.